Hello, hello, everyone. Blessings. Amanda Grace here with you tonight. I'm just adjusting this here. Don't mind me. Welcome, welcome to everybody coming in the United States and around the world. We are live. Today is July 11th, 2024. Hello to everybody jumping in the chat. I see people from Colorado, Indiana, South Carolina, California, Kentucky. I saw New Zealand, which is amazing. Mississippi, Minnesota, West Virginia. There's a song about West Virginia, I believe, by the way. London. Hello to our friends across the pond in London. Napa Valley, Maine, New Jersey. Oh, our neighbors in New Jersey. Let me tell you something about New Jersey drivers. You think New York are cray cray? OMG. New Jersey takes the cake as far as the most outlandish driving you will ever see. And I mean that in a good way. Boy, can they maneuver. Michigan, Florida, Georgia, Texas. God bless Texas. Long Island, New York. The difference between Long Islanders and Bronx, I'll tell you right now. Long Islanders will carry their O's as long as God will allow them to. That's a Long Islander. Bronx, we cut it right off at the knees. We just cut it off at the knees when we speak. And so that's the difference between Long Islanders and Bronx, the way we talk in our dialect. And hello to everybody else jumping on. We're so happy to have you with us in our Ark of Grace team. Yes, we're going to give an update on Diesel in a minute. Our Ark of Grace team and our moderators, thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So we're going to open up a prayer. I have a very potent make the edges of your garment singe type of word to release tonight. I wait on the Lord for these. I want to make sure it's the Lord. And this morning, the presence of the Lord entered the office and just totally just came in and hit me. And I was able to do this. Up, oh, Warrior Bride is in Washington, D.C. We will pray for you because that is the belly of the beast right there in this nation. Okay, let's open up in prayer. And then we'll begin tonight. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you this day, Lord. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. We humble ourselves before you this day, Lord, asking the pull of the flesh becomes less in our lives, so you, your will, and your power become more in our lives. We acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, to the earth, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb and the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten. His body was broken. That blood was shed. It dripped onto the mercy seat and purchased us and redeemed us back to our Father in heaven. Jesus Christ paid the highest price in history for the sins of humanity with his own blood. And we praise you, Lord, that he rose again in 3 days, ascended back into heaven, took his rightful victorious place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is our advocate without ceasing before your throne, Father, and we honor that sacrifice before you this day. Father, we ask you to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father, as we come before you, Father. We invite your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the presence of the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, to fill this place, Father. Lord, let your word go ahead of us tonight. Father, let your power and your presence mightily go forth, Father. Let people tangibly feel your presence. Father, we ask the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, minister, Father God, to those who are watching. He is the counselor, Father God, and we ask that he go forth, Father, and do such during this time. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth in Jesus' name. Father, allow us the humble privilege of being vessels of your power, Lord. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, any plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, harm, sabotage, and the like that would be attempted, Father God, against this broadcast, against Ark of Grace Ministries, Father God, against the sanctuary, what you've given us, Father, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ. Right now, we command it dismantled, destroyed, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans, and it bound up and cast back to the dry places, pits, and areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent to this place. Lord, take all the glory for yourself, Father God. You are the potter. We are merely just the clay. We are just vessels that you fill, Lord. Fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord as we go forth, Lord. Father, you are the author and finisher of our faith. Every breath we take is because your spirit was breathed into us, Father God. And Lord, we give you all the praise. Let your name be glorified above all, Father God. Let people feel the weight of your glory, the power of your presence, Father God, and come under the conviction, Father, of that yoke, Lord, and surrender their lives to you through Jesus Christ, Lord. We pray in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen and amen. Amen. Okay. Praise the Lord. All right. So I am going to, in a few moments, get into this word from the Lord. And this is, I believe, it's either 3.5 or 4 pages, this word. There is a lot in it. It is very weighty. It is very heavy. The Lord does not mince words by any means. And it is mighty. It has got a might and a weight on it. And we're going to talk about that in a few minutes as Sadie's jumping up here and her tail's running across the camera. Okay. Par for the course for today. So first, we're going to get into diesel in a moment. I wanted to say that there's a lot of scams going on. And so we want to just make it clear right now with everybody watching that, first of all, there is a Gmail that says officialamandagrace@gmail.com. That is a scam. If somebody asks you to email that, that is absolutely a scam. Any scam sites that ask you or IM you, yes, we don't solicit any of this. Friend requests, private conversations via phone or email, donations to orphanages, QFS, crypto, or similar. If anybody contacts you acting like me for crypto, QFS, donations to orphanages, things of that nature, it is a scam. Okay, because these people apparently cannot get in line and actually get their lives disciplined to actually do something constructive with their lives. So what they want to do is try to impersonate others and steal blessings and try to harm people who are watching. So we're just warning you of this right now. We'll put up our official social media sites. There you go. At Rumble and YouTube are at Ark of Grace Ministries. Facebook is at Ark of Grace Ministry with a Y. Instagram is Ark of Grace 88. X is at AmandaGrace_AOG. TikTok is at Ark of Grace Ministries. And Telegram is at Ark of Grace Ministries. So if you could like and subscribe to these platforms, or at least a few of them, we would very much appreciate your help in that. So I just wanted to say that because we have too much. We have too much of that going on now. And so I just wanted to make sure it was addressed. Diesel update. Okay. So let me explain what's going on with Diesel. We need prayer. We need corporate prayer for Diesel. This morning, I got on the phone with the doctor. Okay. Diesel looked good yesterday. I went and saw Diesel. And we have pictures to show you and everything, but I went and saw Diesel and he looked really good yesterday. And so I get on the phone with the doctor this morning and I find out that during the night, Diesel was running a fever and his heart rate jumped, and where his incisions are, his belly filled with fluid, that his white count should be about 8,000 and it was at 80,000. And so it was a very serious situation. The doctor, I could hear it in her voice. She did not sound optimistic one bit. And I went over the options with her and I said, doctor, listen, I said, I have to try everything possible for this horse. So my conscience is clear. I said, this horse was abandoned by its owner. We are trying to give this horse, Diesel, a wonderful shot at life, right? Are we trying to do that? Yes, we are. Okay. Okay. No, you cannot come up here. And so I went over the options with the doctor and she said, well, there's one thing we can try. She's called it a Hail Mary. I'd like to call it a praise Jesus. But anyway, this is what the doctor calls it. And she says, we can switch the antibiotic to a much stronger antibiotic and we can insert a drainage tube into his abdomen and we can physically drain out the fluid, because if you drain the fluid, you drain the infection. And I authorized her to do all of that. I said, doctor, I'm authorizing you to do those two things, and I'm going into prayer. And I said, because I have seen miraculous things happen with the animals at our sanctuary because of prayer and because of the amount of people praying, for these animals. And so that's how I ended the conversation with her. And that was me the other day with Diesel. Actually, Julia took that picture. I didn't know she took it, one of our sanctuary employees, because she was there with us. So there he was. That was him yesterday. So me and Chris went yesterday. He did have a belly band on to help with the swelling and the inflammation. So they did have a belly band on him. He is still hooked up to an IV. And the belly band was off today. So when I went today, the belly band was off. His incisions look great. He did have the drainage tube in. And I went with two of our staff members, Courtney and Taylor. That was him right after surgery. So right after the second surgery, there we are. There's all of us together with Diesel the other day. We all took a selfie together. And so that's his hospital stall. So basically, today when we went in the afternoon, it was late afternoon. They had told us the text that Diesel had been fever free for almost 8 hours and he was eating and he was drinking and he's doing everything they want him to do. And it looks like we have to keep praying, but Diesel is turning the corner. I prophesied in the name of Jesus into that horse's body. I know others did too. We had team members of ours coming together in prayer to pray for this horse. And so I'm asking you to pray. I'm asking you to pray because we're really fighting for Diesel. We are. We are fighting for the life of this horse. And you go, Amanda, why do you do that? Because if I want God to show me the level of mercy that I want him to show, I have to show that level of mercy to something lesser than me that could never help me, because that is the heart of God. We could never do anything for the Lord to pay him back. Ever, ever, ever. We can only give him our love. And so if we want, mercy is shown where mercy is given. If we want that level of mercy from the Lord, we have to have the heart of the Father and show that level of mercy, right, to something lesser than us. And so this is why we are fighting for the life of this horse. After all he's been through in his life, he wasn't treated the best. His owner abandoned him. We took him on and this happened. God knew when the Lord led me to take on this horse. And so we went to see a special facility today that he's going to have to go to. That's going to cost quite a bit per month. And he's going to have to go there for 2 months. It is a medical facility for horses that need specialized post-operative care. And so we went and saw this facility today. Beautiful facility. They do births there too. So we got to see some of their foals there. And our team actually knows the woman who owns it. So they know her. So this was nice. I got to meet her. Her name is Katie. And so basically, this is where we're at. So I'm just going to ask you to keep praying for Diesel and contending here. That's what we're doing. We're contending for the life of this horse, and that the God in heaven, Almighty God, extends his years and heals him. So the next 24 hours are crucial. And I'm just going to ask all of you to continue to please pray and praise the Lord for his intervention. I thank all of you for doing that. I truly do. So that's the update. I will give updates. We will give updates via social media too as they come in. So as I hear, we will make sure all of you get updated on Diesel. So, all right. Praise the Lord. Okay. Thank you, everyone. We so appreciate that. We so appreciate your prayers right now because it can get a little exhausting, but we are determined. This is why God sends animals here. We understand that. We understand our commission. And so this is what we have to do. So praise the Lord. All right. Let's get into the word first. I have some things to say after the word that I think you're all going to find incredibly fascinating, but let's get into the word first. So this word is quite long, actually. It's quite long. It's got a lot in it. So we are going to be putting it up on the blog. So let's begin so we can release this in Jesus' name. All capital praise, honor, and glory be to the Lord of hosts, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the righteous judge who sits on the highest throne. His glory encompasses his throne and pours into the earth that his will may be accomplished. The Lord goes forth strong and mighty and has come forth from his holy habitation. And to his kingdom there is no capital end. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, The pressure has increased, my children. The boiling over has begun. Amongst pressure, there is a release, that's capitalized, says the Lord. However, only when the pressure is released by an act of lifting or removing a covering, says the Lord. This is moments away from happening, my children. This is the precipice. This is the crucial hour of switches and swaps and flops as the great scramble has begun, says the Lord. There is a great scramble and panic as they have caught themselves in their own net, says the Lord. The pit that they have dug for others has caught and ensnared them, says the Lord. For they are not contending with a man, says the Lord. They are not mocking man, says the Lord. They are contending with me, Ruach Elohim. That's all capitalized. They are mocking and challenging my capital sovereignty, says the Lord. They are mocking my capital authority, says the Lord. They are mocking the very existence of what I, the Lord, have held in place since the earth began, says the Lord. I, the Lord God, speak, and it is. I am, capital, says the Lord. They are a vapor, says the Lord, a vapor. And that is what their twisted, heinous plan shall now turn into, a vapor before their eyes. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, America has strayed. Yes, America has chased after the Baals. It has chased after the gods of greed, power, and indulgence, says the Lord. America, in its defiance, decided they, capital, had a better way. Man decided they, capital, had a better way, says the Lord. And this better way had embedded in it the chains of hell, enslavement, bondage, perversion, blasphemy, pride, and rebellion. And such took over America to the highest seats. And yes, I, the Lord, allowed it. I allowed it for a full capital display to project across your nation to see the wickedness in all its ugliness, that the people of your nation may see what lurks under every foul stench of agendas and talking points and plans and bills and strategies, says the Lord. And says the Lord of hosts, Isaiah wrote, in the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high, capital, and lifted up. That's capitalized. And the train of his robe filled the temple. That's capitalized. The holy place. Uzziah was causing a spiritual block in the land of Israel. His actions, capital, caused events to occur that caused the temple to be unclean and a nation to suffer. When King Uzziah was removed, says the Lord, that block lifted. The bondage broke. However, the people still needed to turn, says the Lord. O America, change your direction, says the Lord. O eagle, turn from your direction and reroute because of the treachery ahead, says the Lord. Be ready and alert, says the Lord. Be sober-minded in this hour, for the desperation has mounted that the most outlandish, destructive, heinous act shall be attempted to hold on to a platform that has now become dry sand and is crumbling piece by piece in this hour. America is in the valley, says the Lord. Yes, it is a valley of decision. However, it is also a valley of dryness, of lawlessness, capitals. And I am your shepherd, O America. I, the Lord God, am your shepherd. If you stay in this valley, you will stagnate and fall. In this hour, there must be a great push of faith to get through such a valley. For the pressure system in such is causing nothing to grow and a decaying of what is. Thus says the Lord, the government, the highest seats in your nation, are about to make a very capital sharp maneuver that those of both parties shall look on in shock, as this sharp maneuver shall cause a derailment and tracks to break and wheels to lose their security and fall off, says the Lord. I, the Lord, raise kings up and I bring them low. And I, the Lord, will not, capital, be challenged by men thinking they can circumvent me, that's capitalized, Almighty God, and keep their seats. For in this hour, you have attempted to challenge and ascend in equality to the throne of Almighty God. In your delusion and puffed up grandeur, you have thought such. You have thought as well, O judge who sits on the Supreme Court, that you will be the one who flips and sabotages what I, the Lord, have set out to do. And there shall be hard capital correction for such, says the Lord. For you have made deals in the dark and have been lured into such, and your foot is one step away from the trap closing, you losing your footing and falling off your seat. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the high places, says the Lord, how they have attempted to claim territory in this time. You shall begin to see these high places fall in unusual and unexpected ways. For my power, that's capital, shall tear them down, says the Lord, in ways that will shock the nation and cause those in their corruption to become very uneasy as such occurs. Thus says the Lord, the church is being measured on my capital righteous scales and weighed in this time. Many who call themselves shepherds are attempting to publicly justify what they have done in the dark, how they have turned unnatural feelings and lusts have developed because of such perversion they let claim their podiums and their seats. Perversion and permissiveness have taken the seats of shepherd and judge within the church, says the Lord. I, the Lord, have given time. I have given mercy, capitals here. And you know better, says the Lord. Your fathers gave you a righteous and secure foundation, and you and your pompous thinking and philosophical exploits have desecrated that foundation. You have desecrated the altar of the Lord with strange spirits and strange sacrifice and unnatural sounds that are a stench in my nostrils, says the Lord. This, says the Lord, shall be exposed and cleaned out, for many churches have become a sanctuary for demons and devils and a place to hatch their agendas and have the church promote them. Capitals here. Enough, says the Lord, enough. Rectification in this time, says the Lord. Correction in this time. It is time, says the Lord, to move on from the dysfunction. It cannot swirl around you any longer and create disorderly effects in your lives. This, says the Lord, must be cleansed as well. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, watch Switzerland in this hour. Watch France, as more upheaval and a deep excavation of their government and ruling practices shall bring forth devastation to that country. Call on to me, the Lord God, O people of France. In an hour, your government is attempting to rob you, and you have allowed it with your progressiveness and liberal wanton ways, says the Lord. Revival shall hit France, says the Lord. Renewal and revival shall break out in France, in New Zealand, says the Lord. Watch Germany as they make a very capital sharp move that will shake up Europe, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, watch Egypt, says the Lord, and Lebanon in this time. For a Jewish man shall be raised up in Egypt to be positioned for such a time where Egypt must be restrained, or there shall be a triangular war in the Middle East, says the Lord. Lebanon, says the Lord, O Lebanon, you harbor what is not of me, says the Lord. You harbor those who claim they serve me, however, serve a very false capital and bloodthirsty ruler of the darkness. That is not God. It is not, that's capitalized. It is the Baals and the Molechs who have cloaked themselves as such, says the Lord. They have cloaked themselves. Your conscience is seared, and Lebanon has gone the way of Cain, attempting to kill Abel because Abel was favored by me, the Lord God Almighty El Shaddai. You have gone such a way, and now the grace has thinned, and the hour of judgment and correction is upon you. Forsake your gods and call on the name of Jesus, O people of Lebanon. The ruins of Lebanon will be left for the younger to be rebuilt, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, phenomenons of nature, of land, of ocean, of weather will continue in such a year, says the Lord. They will continue to call such biblical, that's capitalized, events. They will continue to call such biblical events, and they are such, says the Lord. And I shall continue to allow such to separate the people from that same spirit that ensnared them in Egypt, says the Lord. It is being allowed to demonstrate my power. The earth is my capital footstool, and I, the Lord, do what I please, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That's capitalized. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, a double fall within family lines, within party lines, falls in twos, says the Lord. This you shall see, for an emergency meeting has been called, and the elephants in the room have sat with the most boastful of donkeys and developed an elaborate plan. They have moved to distract and switch. And both parties are involved, says the Lord, including those on the high committees, says the Lord. Those two who have been in Congress the longest will fall because of such a meeting, says the Lord. For when they attempt it, shall hit a snag and tear before the people of the nation, and it shall be a crisis for both parties, says the Lord. Both parties, that's capitalized. Hold on 1 second here. Stay in my capital truth, says the Lord. For another sifting is set to take place, both in the church and in leadership. My truth is your shield and buckler. Your faith is your shield. It is the gift of faith that must be activated in this hour. It must, that's capitalized, for it shall be a light in this valley. Idols were taken and destroyed in the Kidron Valley, in my word, says the Lord. This is your Kidron Valley moment, America. Leadership, the church, take your idols and destroy them in this valley and bring them to ash in order that you may stand on the hill. For it shall be a very bumpy tumble off the hill of this nation, says the Lord. A very public capital tumble in threes, says the Lord, off the hill. That's in quotations. For that hill has been smeared and stained and littered with every detestable thing to me, where the satyrs dance and the jackals and wolves circle. The hill is more like a death valley. It is not raised up. It has been brought very low. The White House shall be smeared with every charge written upon it, says the Lord. For the charges are great and the scrolls are being positioned, and that house shall shake, their ground shall shake, says the Lord. Their vegetation shall uproot and die, for that ground has been cursed, says the Lord. Cursed, that's capitalized, by those whose feet has touched that, operated in rebellion and witchcraft to keep their seats. O capital First Lady, says the Lord. You have indeed dabbled and gone to the dark arts for such. Instead, it shall bring defeat, says the Lord, for the darkness does not have an answer, all capitals, for my words that go forth from my throne and are spoken into the earth. Yes, the justice of Yahweh, the joy, is entering Washington, D.C., California, New York, Michigan, New Mexico, Kansas, says the Lord. New Orleans shall be turned over, says the Lord, and the tables of the psychics and high priestess and money changers shall be turned over, says the Lord, for the time of your judgment and correction has come. Revival shall break out in Chicago, says the Lord. Banned gangs shall surrender to me, says the Lord. Drug dealers shall throw their drugs in the street and repent. There is a move soon coming out of Chicago, says the Lord. The winds of change are blowing in and blowing out the leadership that has made deals with gangs and dealers to keep their seats. Like a whirlwind, it shall be blown out, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, around the time of September, there shall be events in tandem, multiples, capital, says the Lord, that are going to attempt to throw your nation into upheaval, says the Lord. Do not fall for the charade or the public parade they attempt to put on to punish the people of this nation. For the upheaval shall be a desperate attempt that shall look as if it is succeeding. However, ultimately shall cause much devastation through the branches of government, for all three branches simultaneously are about to be shaken, and shaken hard, capital, says the Lord. For a whirlwind of their own making has turned on them, and their already weak branches shall shake and cause much to fall. I am God, there is no other, meaning the Lord, my capital children. Stay the course with me, that's capitalized. Do not get spellbound by the prognosticators and puppets who allure you to allow fear and rage to enter. Anchor in my capital word, and you and your household shall and will be saved. For the enemy is desperately looking for weak areas right now to exploit, to steal, to destroy, to cause chaos. He is attempting any way he can, and your authority through Christ Jesus and continually bringing that onslaught of power will stop serious attacks in this time. This is the hour for you to keep your sword of the spirit and shield of faith up continually. Do not let down your guard, says the Lord, for I am your front and rear guard, says the Lord. Know this day what has been spoken forth will be accomplished. and that I, the Lord your God, am with you, my capital children, even until the end of the age. The Lord is with you and will fight for you in this hour. As you surrender and submit to my capital word, my will, my plans, so my capital purposes may be accomplished to their fullest in this unique time within the earth. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I felt that. That word carries a lot of weight. What happened this morning? I was in prayer. I got up at 6:30. I was walking around in prayer, feeding the animals, again in my office in prayer. And as I just put praise music on and I was praying and reading the word, the Spirit of the Lord just entered the office and just hit me so hard. This is why I wait on the Lord and I don't haphazardly give words. I don't do it haphazardly. I don't do that because I want to wait on the Lord and make sure it is the presence of the Lord coming in and filling me in order to give the word. So this is why I wait on him for that, because I take these very seriously and I'm accountable for what I say. So this is why I have to wait on the Lord and wait on his timing and wait on his presence to enter. So praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Okay, this will go up on the blog. Now, there's something else that we got to talk about, and it ties into the word, but we have to talk about it. Now, I know many of you heard of Hurricane Beryl. We actually have a team member that was affected by it on Ark of Grace, so please keep them in prayer. But Beryl came barreling, I guess, in is the way we should say it. And I went, Beryl. That's in the word. That's in Ezekiel. So we're going to go to Ezekiel for a moment, because something happened during Hurricane Beryl that should truly just put the exclamation point on how God feels right now and how he's moving. So let's begin as Sadie's cleaning herself in the doorway. Okay, let's go to Ezekiel chapter 1, verses 10 through 21. And this is what it says. Regarding the form and appearance of their faces, they each had the face of a man, and had the face of a lion on the right side and the face of an ox on the left side. All four also had the face of an eagle. Such were their faces. Their wings were stretched out upward. Two wings of each one were touching another, and two wings were covering their bodies. And each went straight forward wherever the spirit was about to go, they would go without turning as they went. Among the living beings, there was something that looked like burning coals of fire, like torches moving back and forth among the living beings. The fire was bright and the lightning was flashing from the fire, and the living beings moved rapidly back and forth like flashes of lightning. Verse 15, now as I looked at the living beings, I saw one wheel on the ground beside the living beings for each of the four of them. Regarding the appearance of the wheels and their construction, they gleamed like beryl, and the four were made alike. Their appearance and construction were a wheel within a wheel. Whenever they moved, they went in any of their four directions without turning as they moved. Regarding their rims, they were so high that they were awesome and dreadful, and the rims of all four of them were full of eyes all around. Whenever the living beings moved, the wheels moved with them, and when the living beings rose from the earth, the wheels rose also. Wherever the spirit went, the beings went in that direction, and the wheels rose along with them. For the spirit or life of the living beings was in the wheels. Whenever those went, these went. And whenever those came to a stop, these came to a stop. And whenever those rose from the earth, the wheels rose close beside them. For the spirit of the living beings was in the wheels. So that's the excerpt from Ezekiel. What Beryl is, because when I heard it, I immediately knew Beryl was in Ezekiel. I remembered immediately and I went to it. Beryl is varieties of Beryl that are familiar to us are emerald or aquamarine. So beryl is a stone, right? Emerald is green, right? Aquamarine is blue. And this is what it says. The mineral beryl can come in many different colors, but one of the most notable and precious is the emerald. Isn't that interesting? Green. Green. Okay. So this could mean that the wheels and their workings gave off a green color. That is from Enduring Word Commentary. So you have barrel that came barreling in as a category 5. Now, something happened during barrel in Texas that, because it ties to New York, Texas and New York right now are connected because somebody tried to spiritually connect them in a corrupt way, and now the Lord is dealing with it. So let's show the article of what happened during Hurricane Beryl in Texas. Okay, Shazia Sikander sculpture beheaded at the University of Houston. Remember the one that's atop the New York City courthouse too? There is a bigger one that was moved from New York to Texas. Well, during this barrel, interesting, this category 5, this statue was beheaded. The 18-foot tall bronze monument to women and justice was beheaded, meaning attacked at the head, attacked at the place of power. Attacked at the place of power at the head was its head was taken off in the early morning on July 8th while the campus was experiencing harsh weather and power outages due to Hurricane Beryl. Isn't that interesting? We had the night of prayer on July 7th and we talked about this stuff, and on the 8th, isn't this interesting? We have the night of prayer for the nation on the 7th. And on the 8th, that sucker is gone. Praise God. That statue didn't stand a chance. So I just think that's too coincidental. I'm sorry. I just think it's too, all glory be to God. But that is just too coincidental. We have the night of prayer for the nation the night before. We go after this stuff. And the statue the next day in Texas is beheaded. They're claiming it was vandalizers. They would have had to have strapped sandbags to every inch of their body and walked out in a category 5 to stay on the ground in order to do that to the statue. No, Almighty God decided to make a statement through barrel. And this was the statement. This was the statement. And you know what it reminds me of too? In 1 Samuel chapter 5, verses 1 through 5, this is when the Philistines capture the ark, right? Israel's going into battle with the ark. They think they're going to come out victorious. The Philistines actually capture the ark, right? And I have it right here. I'll show you what they captured. Hold on. I have it right here. Okay. So this is what they captured right here, right? I have a replica of this on my desk at all times. So here's the Ark of the Covenant, right? And in the Ark of the Covenant, there was a bowl of manna. There was the budded olive branch to determine the line of the priest. And there was the Ten Commandments within the Ark. So within there, that's what it was. So the Philistines capture this and they're celebrating and they're carrying it off, right, to the temple of their half fish, half man hybrid, Dagon. Starbucks. Okay, you want to know the truth? Half man, half fish hybrid. So they put it in the temple, and let me tell you what happens to it. So now God is mad because what have they done? They have taken the covenant. Their gods, right? Their false gods, their rulers of the darkness, because that one looks like Ashtoreth, has taken the covenant of God and illegally has it in their possession. There are spiritual laws about attacking a covenant or stealing it that go into effect when these things happen. Just ask Goliath, because those same spiritual laws apply there. So now, 1 Samuel chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Oh, let's see here. Hold on one second here. I have it up. Here we go. Hold on. I have it up right here. I'm just getting it. I'm getting it in so we can read. All right. I got it. Then the Philistines took the Ark of God and they brought it from Ebenezer to Ashdod. They took the Ark of God and brought it into the house of Dagon, half man, half fish, and set it beside the image of Dagon, who was their chief idol. When the people of Ashdod got up early the next day, behold, Dagon had fallen on his face on the ground before the ark of the Lord. So they took Dagon and returned him to his place. But when they got up early the next morning, behold, Dagon had fallen on his face on the ground before the ark of the Lord, and his head and both palms of his hands were lying cut off on the threshold. Only the trunk of the body of Dagon was left on him. This is the reason neither the priest of Dagon nor anyone to Dagon's house step onto the threshold of Dagon in Ashdod to this day. So when they attacked a covenant and they stole a covenant, God responds by knocking their idol out, taking its head off with its palms as well. Okay? So the fact that this same idol of Ashtoreth is above the New York City Appellate Courthouse next to Moses. Watch that idol, because Texas and New York are connected by this. And if this sucker down in Texas, right, just lost its head and this happened, watch what happens to this idol above the New York City courthouse. I'm telling you, that idol's going to be struck. I am telling you, this is coming. You can mark it the day it left my mouth. That idol is going to be struck now because they are connected. And isn't it interesting? The similar paths, because they projected Beryl to go up into New York. So they projected, actually, it's funny, because the same path that this idol traveled to get to Houston, they projected actually Beryl initially to take that path, okay? And then it kind of just, I will show you what happened with Beryl because it's very interesting. It took a little bit different of a path. But I am telling you, this is prophetic for this time. This is prophetic for the announcement that the high places are about to be torn down, that the idols are about to be struck, that they're about to lose their limbs. Because they have attacked a covenant, and there are active spiritual laws, and God is not playing around right now, that have been activated and gone forth in order to deal with this. That is a symbol for the nation right now, that the head of the power, where this is getting its power from, is going to be lost. This is the prophetic sign, and I want you all to take note of that because it's so, so important. Now, another thing interesting about Beryl and Ezekiel, Beryl was a category 5. If you read Ezekiel 1, 4 through 14, it tells you about these creatures, and there was 4 of them, and they each had 4 faces. That's 16, right? And the 4 of them each had 4 wings. That's also 16, right? 16 plus 16 is 32. 3 plus 2 equals 5. And Beryl was a category 5. So that's just something interesting to point out to you as well. And there's one other thing with Beryl also we're going to get into right now, because our team found this and sent this to me. And I was like, and then I went and dug a little deeper and I went, this is all taking the same path. So let me show you first the path of Beryl and the path of the eclipse from April 8th, 2024. So we're going to show this. There you go. There's the eclipse path. And there's Beryl coming right up and aligning with the path of the eclipse of April 8th, 2024. Do I think this is a coincidence? No, far from it. These things are all happening in tandem for a reason. Okay, so while Beryl's coming up alongside the eclipse, that Ashtoreth-looking statue basically now doesn't have a head anymore because, something happened, and I do not think it was vandalism by any stretch. Okay, on top of it, I have something else to show you. Let me show you, if you all remember, this invasion of trillions of cicadas that hasn't happened in 200 years, happens to happen the same year, right, of all these other events happening. Let's show you the map of where the cicadas concentrated. Oh, look where they concentrated. They concentrated in the path of the that the eclipse took in the path of Beryl. This is not a mistake that these things are happening. Something is happening right now in the middle of the country here that we have to pay close attention to, because there's you have three serious events that are all coming in the same path. So the cicadas are coming in the same path as the eclipse, are coming in the same path as Beryl. It is a biblical trifecta here that is going on. Why? Because this is a year, a prophetic year, a biblical year, a year that requires God to put on a demonstration of his power. He had to do it with Egypt, and the Jews had to go through every plague. They had to go through every plague in Egypt before they were delivered. It's, let me tell you, we had a plague of gypsy moths, the likes I have never seen in New York State. They called it biblical, and they are absolutely right. It is biblical. It is being allowed. It is all happening in the same year for good reason, because when a nation is on the verge of breaking free of its chains, when the Jews in Egypt were on the verge of breaking free of those chains, these events happened. And the heart posture of the Jews really wasn't right in that case, because Egypt was still in them. That's how they got themselves into that mess in the first place. They allowed Egypt into them while they were living in Egypt. When Joseph brought his family and they settled in Goshen, they allowed Egypt in their ways in. They slowly just integrated in. And Egypt had to come out of the people. So first the people had to be taken out of Egypt, and then Egypt had to come out of the people. This is why this is happening. What are gypsy moths? They are caterpillars that look like they're wearing masks. I sometimes wonder if the CIA engineered them. I'm not even kidding you. Because these suckers can eat anything and everything of vegetation. I mean, there are trees that are bare because so many of them just ate the vegetation, which is what happened in Egypt. You had the locusts, right? That ate everything. You also had flies, a plague of flies as well, and I think one more plague of insects with the 10 plagues of Egypt. But we're seeing all of this in the same year. The gypsy moth invasion has been its worst in 10 years. So the same year as that, as the cicadas, as the eclipse, as Beryl, as, I mean, I could keep going on. It starts to look a little funny after a while. It starts to look a little funny, and you got to stop and say to yourself, you know what? Something spiritual is happening here. I don't care if you're an atheist. You better start examining this stuff, because something spiritual is happening here. And it's because of the spiritual struggle in the realm of the spirit to break this nation free that we see these effects happening in the natural. And this is why the church has to push through this valley. I see too many pastors right now who call themselves pastors with their philosophical exploits, like Socrates, sending their congregations into a tailspin because they're straying from the word. They're taking a left turn because they're going down I Know Better Street. That's exactly what they're doing. They're going down I Know Better Street, and they're bringing their congregation with them. And that's when they start welcoming everything in and saying, oh, this is not so bad. You have to allow this in. You have to allow that in. Oh, no, we have to be sensitive to this. Jesus himself, let me tell you, he was not sensitive to the Pharisees one bit. One of them that came to see him during the night, he was. He showed mercy in cases like that. But he was not sensitive to the garbage that they were preaching. He wasn't saying to the people, oh, you have to be sensitive to the Pharisees. Oh, you have to be sensitive to Rome. Jesus didn't do that. He didn't. And he wasn't permissive. He ate with sinners and prostitutes. He loved them. He ministered to them in order to deliver them and set them free. Not once did he permit them to keep standing on the corner and doing what they were doing. Not once did he permit it and say, it's okay for you to keep doing that. It's okay for you to act. Oh, God hasn't answered your prayer. Oh, it's okay for you to stay as a homosexual. That is a sexual bondage spirit that has a capacity to lie like no other. And I'm serious about that. Sure, are they welcome to come listen? Hey, you know, if you want to wear a tinfoil hat and come listen at Ark of Grace, you know, you're welcome. But we have a standard here, and I'm not changing that. We have a biblical standard, and I'm not changing that to make you feel better about your bad habits. That's not what this is about. This is about us being delivered and set free and growing as people in God and growing as the church and occupying and doing what the church is meant to do. You know, Lance Wallnau said something very interesting about occupying in the past week and a half, and I just happened to catch it. Occupying actually means being in the marketplace, buying and selling, actually being active there and a presence as believers. So I just found that fascinating. As well, when he was talking about that, and I briefly caught it, but I see too many of them lowering their standard right now and saying, you can come on in and we'll permit it and we'll foster your sin and we'll make you feel really good about it. And from the pulpit, we'll just make everybody feel guilty for not coming on board with you. Those pulpits doing that are bought and paid for. Watch what comes out. I am telling you right now, they are bought and they are paid for by corrupt agendas and corrupt people that are blackmailing some of them and holding over their head things they have done in the dark. You know what happens when you let perversion too much around you? That spirit starts to attach to you. And then you start to have unnatural feelings. I am telling you, it is a lethal, cunning spirit. And I see the pastors doing it. And I'm telling you, those are the ones that are going to turn on their wives and that are going to do some things that people are going to find unthinkable. Because once they start justifying it, they've already allowed it to ensnare and enslave them. Once you start justifying it, once you start justifying that spirit, you have already allowed it to be head over your church. And you have caused Ichabod to be written above the doors of your churches. The glory has departed. So when I'm seeing this, these events happen, and I'm seeing what is happening to this Asherah statue, and I'm seeing these things, the Lord is making a statement about how he feels about these things. She had to do with fertility, divine law, war. The Lord is making a statement how he feels about these things, right? Ashtoreth was also known as Ishtar. The main temple of Ishtar was in Nineveh. You know what they did? Men dressed up as women for ceremonies. They considered themselves non-binary and they took part in homosexual practices. So God is making a statement by what has happened to this statue about how he feels about these things. Because there is a reason this happened in this time, in this hour, because we're entering July 23rd, that period of 3 weeks that leads to the 9th of Av on the Jewish calendar, and we're fast approaching it. So I just wanted to say that also and put you on notice for that. We will talk about that next week. We will talk about Project 2025 and other things and address them as well next week, because there is a lot going on that we need to address. And so basically, we will be back on next week to discuss a lot of these things. But we're just talking about this and pointing this out to you because I see what's happening. I see what's happening. You could love people who are, you know, not a Republican. Of course you can love them, right? You can love Republicans that are intolerable. Hey. But you don't put up with their behavior. You don't allow the behavior on either side of the aisle. You don't allow the behavior when it comes to the Pharisees or when it comes to sin. you don't make a nest for it and feather it so it can get nice and cozy in it and grow and become an enormous problem in your life. So, yeah, Ishtar does emasculate men. Ishtar's main goal is to emasculate men. And we have a lot of that going on in this nation with feminism. The goal of feminism is to emasculate men. And it's to emasculate men to knock them out of their biblical roles that they're supposed to be in the nation, which sends the nation into chaos. And that's the truth in a nutshell about feminism. Does God raise up women? Yes, he does. Look at Deborah. Look at Esther. Look at Ruth. There's a many, many examples. Deborah was raised up to be a judge over men in a unique time. You know why? Because if a group doesn't want to listen to God, he will go to the other. He will go to one who will listen to him. But that's very different than feminism. We are not meant to be men. Women have a whole different skill set. We are made different. We are made to rule alongside and complement the man. And biblical manhood needs to return to the church. And I'm a woman and I'm saying it. Biblical manhood needs to return to the church in this hour, because that spirit of feminism and Ishtar has tried to drive it out, and it has made pansies at the pulpit. That's exactly what it's made. Pansies at the pulpit. Feminine men. Men who are not biblical men. That's what it's done. And that needs to be rectified, because I'm seeing it in many of the pulpits. And it shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't. It needs to turn. Because biblical manhood is there for a reason. It is there for headship. And when that is taken away, it throws the entire order into chaos. And the whole goal of feminism was to throw everything into chaos. Because in confusion, the devil can rule. In confusion, the devil can enslave. In confusion, the devil can ensnare. The lie they've sold women is you have to give up having a family for your career. Here's the option of abortion. Abort the baby for your career. That's what they used to do with Baal and Molech. They used to go to them and say, if you don't give up this baby, you're not going to prosper. Your life isn't going to prosper. It's the same lie, the same ancient lie, repackaged to be spewed and fed to modern day society. Women are meant to be women. Men are meant to be men. Now, in some cases, if something happens with the husband, can the Lord raise the wife up? Absolutely. I'm living it. When that happens, that's when the woman comes and rules in authority with the man and helps whatever cause along. Those circumstances do happen. If number one goes down, the Lord will look to number two and say, I need you to step in this time. That does happen. But are women meant to totally take over and emasculate men? To the point where they are timid little kitty cats in the corner? No. And that's what that spirit of Ishtar does. Speaking of masculine, Toby's just walked in the room. Hi! Toby! Come here. You want to come up and say hi to everybody? Oh, say yes, Mom. I do. Oh, yes. Okay, here we go. There's Toby, everyone. Toby's saying hi. Oh, do you love him? Yes. Do you agree with Mama? Yes, you agree with Mama. Yes, you agree with what Mama said. Yes, yes, yes. Right, Toby? You're fighting for doggy rights in the nation right now. Yes, you are. Yes, you are, honey. Okay. Good boy. It's okay, Cyrus. Cyrus is in here too on the floor. You can't see him, but he's next to me. So I think this is where we're going to end. Toby just walked in and decided. Toby hardly makes a cameo, so you know it's got to be good when Toby's coming in and making a cameo. The spirit of the Lord is moving because he's coming in the room. So thank you, everyone, for joining us and sticking in there with us. We're at an hour, so I think this is where we're going to end. And we're going to put up for a moment before I end. We're just going to put Givaderm up for a moment. This is Givaderm. I use it twice a day. It is a plant-based, incredible skincare line that is run by believers. And I have to tell you, it absolutely works. It is one of the most amazing skincare lines I have ever used. It has truly transformed my skin. It is all natural. It is food for your face. So if you go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, use promo code ARC10, and they'll give you a 10% discount. Okay, everyone. Praise the Lord. Thank you for hanging in there with us. God bless you. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. Psalm 91 is a powerful psalm. Also, Psalms 123, 34, 35, and 51. 51 is the creating me a clean heart. Oh, God, I say that multiple times a week. You know why? Because we always have to check our heart posture. We always have to understand we are very fallible human beings that need Almighty God. Also, chapters from Ephesians 1 and 3. That is in the Believer's Authority by Kenneth Hagin. The first few pages of that book, there are scriptures from these chapters that I read and say every single day, as well as the Lord's Prayer. If Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way, that should be good enough for us, and we should be praying that way as well. So we just encourage you in these things to sort of give you direction and encourage you in reading the word throughout the week. So that's what we want to do, encourage you to read the word. And right before we end, because the Lord is prompting me right now, we're going to do an altar call because I feel him tugging on me to do it. And so I'm going to obey. So if you have been watching and you have strayed from the Lord and walked away from him, things happened in your life and you walked away from him, or you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you feel that tugging and that conviction pulling at you, that is your shepherd calling you. That is Almighty God calling you in. So you could repeat after me. We're going to say a prayer together, but this is just the starting point of your relationship with Almighty God through Jesus Christ. Every relationship has a starting point. This is your starting point. So if we say, Lord, in Jesus' name, I come before you. I know I am a sinner, and I know I need a Savior. And I acknowledge you sent your one and only Son to the earth, and he died on the cross for my sins. He took my place. He purchased me with the shedding of his own blood, and he redeemed me and reconciled me back to you. I ask you to come into my heart and come into my life and be my Lord and Savior. From this day forward, I surrender my life to you. Make me a new creation in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So if you've said that, please email us hello@arcofgrace-ministries.com. We'd like to get you a Bible or other resources that you may need, but we rejoice with you if you said that, because it is the most incredible relationship you will ever have. You doesn't mean you won't have trials and tribulations, but you'll have Almighty God walking them out with you, directing you and leading you through it. It is so important. So if you said that, if you came back to the Lord, if you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior for the first time, please email us. We would love to hear from you. Our team would love to hear from you. So God bless everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. We will be back on most likely next week. So we will be announcing that. We have a lot to talk about next week. There is a lot going on. There's also a 100-year cycle we have to talk about as well that I want to get into. So we will announce for that. Keep the faith, everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together, and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rafa for women. Rafa means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arkofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs in our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arkofgrace.org/ministry-partners and you can use promo code ARK10 for a 10% discount.